Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's ZZ Top bringing us back. That's the lead-in for one of their best songs, I think, Rough Boy. From one of their albums. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's my regular website. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out and see what you think about what I say in the book there. You can buy it on my website. You can buy it from Amazon and wherever books are. Another book that I want to tell you about is by Leader Citroen. It's called Your Next Mission. It's a book that's written to and for our veterans who are trying to get reestablished in the private world from the military. It's all about a personal guide for the military to civilian transition. Leader, thanks again for the book, for the effort that you're making on behalf of these folks. Your website is LIDA360.com, LIDA360.com.
Correct.
And then your next mission book.com is other about the book.
Exactly. Exactly. Right.
So what do we know about veterans? You've done some research on this on how veterans are doing when they come back from when they transition from the military to civilian life. They're not faring so well, are they?
Well, and again, I think that goes fundamentally to the culture and the training that they received, which is completely appropriate for what they were in, for, which is serving the military. But now they're making this transition into a totally different culture, a culture where the rules are different, the dress code is different, protocols are different, and without being prepared for that, many of them find it to be more of a culture shock than any deployment or combat that they saw during service.
Yeah. So what do we do about this? How do we help them?
Well, I think, it starts with education, because I think the thing I have learned in the years of working with veterans and veteran service organizations is they are probably the most trainable workforce that we have. If you think what it took to be successful in the military, or at least even survive in the military, they had to be trained very, very specifically. So they have innate ability to be trained. Coming out of the service, we have to teach them things as basic as talking about themselves, being able to say, this is who I am, this is what I'm passionate about, this is what I want to do with the rest of my life. That's some of the basics of personal branding, and it's a conversation that they're familiar with. But a hiring manager isn't hiring a unit or a squad or a platoon. They're hiring an individual, and they have to have that person be able to tell them why they're a fit for the company and the job. We have to teach them how to network, how to build relationships, and how to understand that performance is part of the equation, experience and expertise is part of the equation, but relationship and how you get along with people and who you know online and in person is another big part of how people are getting hired.
Lita, my background was infantry, airborne. Mm-hmm. I was also a rigger. Neither of those three things sounds like anything anybody could use in the marketplace. and I was an officer, and so I got a lot of training in that area. But I also know about the training that the NCOs get. So this is not just an officer thing. But I'm telling you, every day of my life today, I still call on things I learned in the very early days of my military training that apply 100% perfectly with what I try to do and what I have tried to accomplish in the marketplace, from public speaking, from having a bearing, having a demeanor. The military bearing is very compelling. I think veterans should ever minimize the compelling nature of having a military bearing. What do you think?
Well, I could not agree with you more. As a branding professional, someone who works in the space of reputation management, I think the thing that I see the most in veterans is they come from a culture that is very value-driven. You don't get any more values-driven than the military.
That's
and
right.
I think that kind of raises the bar for companies, whether they're small companies, entrepreneurial ventures, or you know, blue chip companies, that a veteran is going to look for those values, and if they're just framed posters around the office, that's one thing. If a company really lives and breathes a vision and a mission and is, you know, is transparent and authentic in that,
right?
You get a veteran employee that mission to the ends of the earth.
And talking about values, leader, let's just put something else in here. Folks, we haven't had a captain for over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a volunteer army since the early 1970s. I know it well. And think about the values of a person who would volunteer to be in the military to defend their country on their own, volunteer to do that. Think about their values.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That ought to be your first tip-off. Alita, can folks find out more about what they can do at your website? I know they came with your book, right?
Absolutely, and the website also offers civilians an opportunity to buy a book and pay it forward.
Okay. Which is the best website for that?
Any of them. LIDA 360 or Your Next Mission Book.
LIDA360.com and YourNextMissionBook.com. Those are the two. LIDA, yep. I'm proud of you. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you so much,
Jim. Keep up the good work. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.